awesome, isn't it? I see a lot of faces. So it's been how long? About a year since we saw each other.
I'm not used to this.
Who are you again?
That's right. That's the problem. We're going to forget it. We forgot everybody's names here. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and call this meeting to order and let the record show that we do have a quorum here. And so first thing on our agenda is an opportunity for public comment. So if there's anybody from the public that would like to make comment and address this board, please come forward. Do we have anybody?
We don't.
No.
All right, so moving on to the next item is Orion staff updates, meeting schedule, 2045 MTP reparation, reprioritization, excuse me. Administrative amendments and air quality. All right.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for being here. As you'll see on the screen and in your packet, if you picked one up at the door, the upcoming K-Tempo meetings are listed there for the remainder of June, July, and August. At this time, we anticipate the BPAC meeting to be electronic. We're unsure about the upcoming TAC and policy board meetings. The reason we are is if we can go back to virtual for maybe 1 or 2 months until the building fully reopens, then we don't have to worry about staffing the door because we have other program areas. If we don't have a staff member available to staff the door and people get in because we've, you know, left the door unattended to host a meeting, it creates a problem here at the COG. I'll work with Mayor Segarra and prior to the next meeting, let everybody know if that'll be in person. We're also working, the COG is working on doing some equipment upgrades in this room so that we'll have the ability to do a hybrid type meeting. So if that comes to fruition in the next month or so, we'll also share that information for when we do our meetings as well. The MTP reprioritization, there's an updated schedule on the following page in the book and on the screen. The highlighted section is where we are today for June. The administrative amendments, there are three of those. The IH-14 Advanced Traffic Management System, that project funding source was changed. So that's just an administrative amendment. The Temple Outer Loop West phase, that right now there's going to be just an administrative amendment for the let date change. That was also selected as a project by Congressman Carter's office for the community project funding. That was submitted. We haven't heard yet, have we, Jason, if no. That's been selected for funding
no,
yet?
No, and I've asked for an estimate when we might know, and the answer is standby.
So should that funding be awarded, an actual formal amendment will have to come before the board because of funding changes in categorical funding. And then the South First Street Spur 290 improvements, that was also selected. And so that may result in a funding change as well, but we don't know about that project yet either. And air quality. The readings for the month were 65 and 59. And with that concludes the staff report. Are there any questions? Yes, sir.
Just a comment. Did you meet the Bicycle Pedestrian Advisory Committee? The thing is, we've been approached, and we understand other municipalities have been approached by Bird, by these e-scooters. I think that's something that the COG and the K-Tempo need to get ahead of that. Any of you who visited Austin probably have your own opinion about it. I definitely have mine. But I think that's something we need to be aware of, about who these guys are and how they operate and whether it's really a good fit for Central Texas.
So that should be part of the BPAC informational or discussion?
Yeah, I think they should be aware of that. I mean, there's a lot of different options down there. You get e-scooters, you get the orange bikes and all the rest of stuff in Austin. And some of those, in my opinion, some of them are good and some of them are a hazard to pedestrians and to people that utilize it from a public safety standpoint.
Thank you, Mayor.
It'd be good to have an aligned policy because if
we're sharing, a lot of shared use goes between municipalities, and so whatever you have in one is gonna leak to the other, so it'd be good to get their input so we can align those.
We'll have staff bring that up as a topic at the BPAC meeting.
We had a presentation at BPAC, I guess a little before the pandemic, about, you know, how it's been implemented in Austin, how it's been imperfectly implemented, that the solution caused other safety problems that we didn't, you know, they didn't anticipate with conflicts with traffic. So it's a case of being aware that your perfect solution may not be as perfect as you thought, but you have to be mindful of that, so.
And there's also other implications too. I mean, you got your sidewalks set up for ADA, you got like a scooter trash there in the way for them. I mean, that's just one of the negative impacts of these.
Yeah.
All right, we're good. Anybody else? All right. Next item is approval of our minutes from the last meeting of May 19, 2021. Hopefully everybody had a chance to look at them, and this is an action item, so entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
So we got Mayor Smith, second by Mr. Whitson. Further comments? All those in favor, just say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Next item, discussion. The next item is a discussion item regarding the draft of the FY22-23 Unified Planning Work Program. And Ryan.
So you can see in your packet, we have included our draft Unified Planning Work Program, the UPWP, for fiscal years 22 to 23. This is the document staff and TxDOT go by for planning our activities over the next 2 years. This is informational at this time. We will be bringing this back before you at the July meeting for approval of the UPWP. Our draft has been submitted to TxDOT for review and comment. We have not received any comments back from TxDOT yet. Once we get those comments back, we could see some changes to the UPWP that we can address at the next meeting as well. Like I said, it'll be brought before the TAC next month and also the policy board.
Questions. Next item is a discussion and an action item regarding approval of the FY 2021-24 and FY 2025-31 CAT 2-7 and 9 funding allocation and resulting shortage range, long range, and regional significant projects listing for the 2045 Metropolitan Transportation Plan reprioritization. Kendra.
So before Kendra takes this, I would like to thank the staff for all the work they've done on this. This was a very time, labor process. Staff spent a lot of time with all these scenarios and working to get something that we felt worked for the region and presenting that to TAC. So with that being said, I will turn this over to Kendra.
Thank you. So just to recap the schedule, so we started back in 2019 working with a consultant and with the technical advisory committee to revamp our entire scoring process. We followed the federal goals for transportation planning as well as the regional goals for transportation planning, and in an effort to align all of those and reflect those through the scoring process and how the projects are evaluated and ultimately ranked. So we had a call for projects last summer, and through that call we received 84 projects, 59 were roadway, 24 livability, and 1 transit. And you have a list, a large sheet that you received at the front that shows you all 59 roadway projects and the livability projects on the back and how those ranked through the scoring process. The MPO, we will receive funds through categories 2, 7, and 9. And for the 10 years, the monies that we will receive, as reflected in the state's Unified Transportation Plan, those figures are on the chart in your packet and on the screen. So in order to constrain our project planning to those years, we utilize those figures. We deducted for the projects that are already in our 4-year TIP, and then also for the transit allocations, the 10% that was approved several months back. And so we have a TIP constraint figure and then a full 10-year constraint figure that we were working with to devise the different scenarios that we presented to the TAC. So in June, on the 2nd, we met with the TAC and we brought them 6 scenarios. We have titled those scenarios A1, A2, B1, B2, and C1, C2. You did receive those, and they actually are in your packet as well. The TAC took those scenarios, and on page 53 of your packet, you will see that they made recommendations on their most favorable scenarios. So A1 and C2 were the most favorable of those 6 scenarios. We met again on June 9th, and staff brought forward A1 and C2 again to the TAC, but we also brought 2 derivatives of C2 based on the ability to phase projects and cost share. So those projects and those scenarios were brought before the TAC and discussed on June the 9th. The TAC ultimately approved to go with C2B with the modification of switching out a Saleo project, which was a livability project, switched for a roadway project. It was ultimately Saleo's priority project. So that switch was made, and then a cost share between the City of Killeen and the City of Belton was formulated to account for any shortage. It was roughly $380,000 in shortage for the 4-year plan that the cities of Killeen and Temple deducted from their projects in order to cover that cost share. So you have another large sheet in front of you that shows scenario C2B, which was TAC approved. This shows in green the roadway projects that would fall into the first 4 years of the plan, as well as the green section at the bottom, that is your livability projects. There are 3 of those that would fall into the first 4 years of the transportation plan. All other projects would be in the out years beyond the first 4 years. On the back side of that large sheet, we received a request from the City of Belton. There's a copy of that letter on the front desk that you received, and it is basically requesting that long range, that they be allowed to swap their 6th Avenue livability project, which was their priority livability project, for 3 other long range projects that would come out of the out years and into the long range. So that is the only change that the City of Belton is requesting. It would not affect any of the 4-year TIP projects for any other cities. It wouldn't affect the TIP at all. It would only affect the long range. And again, simply Belton swapping 1 project for 3 of their others to come out. That is the summary. Ryan, do you want to handle it from here, or any questions that we have?
I guess we can open it for questions or discussion.
I know I got any questions on that. That was very clear, right?
No, it was. I just want to make a couple of comments on Parker Heights standpoint. Again, looking at that item as far as Warriors Path Phase 2, the importance of that, we know that we had a very successful portion of Warriors Path between the county, KISD, City of Nolanville, and City of Parker Heights to accomplish that roadway project. And I think if you haven't seen it, you need to go see it, because it's outstanding. Plus, the thing is school that KISD built. But again, as we look forward on Warriors Path, is looking at things that are going on there. We had a large development that's going to go in just, you know, Parker Heights side, just north of the school. There's already another large development in Nolanville that's already in process. Plus, KISD is looking to put another school out there. And Warriors Path, because of all the stuff that's going on I-14, a lot of people use the Warriors Path to go south, to get on 2410, and go down Simmons Road to avoid all that stuff on I-14. So again, in the formula and the models, some of that may not be factored in, but as far as the immediacy, and also for not only transportation aspects, but also for safety. Again, we got more and more children going in there. Our city's putting in sidewalks as those developments come forward, but again, that's one factor there. The other thing is that for Nolanville, just to chime in on that, the old Nolanville Bridge, I just crossed it coming over here today. The center got beat up. They patched it as much as it is, but again, that That artery is critical for people from Parker Heights that are exiting going east to be able to go to work in Temple and Belton and elsewhere. So again, also the folks that live in Bella Charca in Nolanville, that's their way out of the city. So again, the prioritization of those projects, I think, is a good deal. Appreciate it.
Mayor, I will add that, the TAC echoed the importance of those as well through their recommendation. They met for about 3 hours in total between the two meetings, discussing how to best prioritize these projects, but following the process as well as funding as many projects as we could. And that sentiment was, reflected in their recommendation. Thank you for that.
Any other questions?
Just a comment. I appreciate the TAC working on this and all the work that's being done, because we're in such a state of flux of funding as well as demographic shifts. And so a lot of these long-range plans change. And so I know it's a lot of work. So, and again, thank you from the City of Belton for allowing us to be flexible in this process as well. So we're in changing times.
All right. And this item is an action item, so we're going to need a motion and a second on this. So.
And that motion would need to be the TAC approved, or the TAC approved with the Belton request included.
So, go ahead.
Second one.
With the Belton.
C2B TAC approved plus Belton change.
Okay. Second.
So we got a motion, we got a second. Further comments, requests, and seeing none, all those in favor, just say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposition? Motion carries. Next item, number 7, is just a discussion and an action item regarding approval of initiation of public involvement for the amendments to the FY21 through 24 TIP and 2045 MTP. And I'm not going to read that, but A, B, and C, those are on page 92 through 98. Uriah.
So this is just request or to take action to approve the initiation of the public involvement period for the proposed TIP and MTP amendments for the FY21 to 24 and 25 to 31 category 2, 7, and 9 funding allocations for the updated project listing with reprioritized project lists for the short range, long range, and regionally significant projects, and for the inclusion of performance measures adopted at the December and March Policy Board meetings.
All right. Any questions? And again, this one is also an action item, so we need a motion and a second.
Motion to initiate the
process.
Right. Second.
It's long. Questions or comments?
The motion.
No, I think Ryan would be.
Ryan, the motion was Ryan.
Yeah.
Second by Susan Long. Any further comments, questions? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Motion carries. Number 8, it's a discussion item regarding public input received through May 2021. Ryan.
There has been no new public comment. All public comments that have been received prior to this meeting are included, but there has been nothing new since our last meeting.
All right. And item number 9 is member comments. Anybody want to say anything? It's been a long time. You probably got a lot to say, but.
I'd like to say something, and I mentioned this yesterday. I'm sitting in for Mayor Davis.
Sure.
But we met yesterday to talk about today's meeting. And one of the things I brought up, and I'm going to put Kara on the spot, how much I respect the work that she's done for the city of Nolanville. I've got two projects coming forward at the bridge and the livability project. Nolanville, as you know, doesn't have a vote on TAC or policy board. They're represented by the county. But she's engaged in the process, and that highlights the importance for all the cities, whether you have a vote or not. Troy's getting a project in this, Slato's getting projects in this TIP because they're involved in the process. And maybe I'm on my soapbox because I used to work at the MPO and I believe in the process. But it highlights that importance. If you want to see your projects come to see the light of day, you have to be involved in the process. So my hat's off to you.
All right. Good comment. Thank you. Anybody else?
Yes, Mayor, I'd like to just add to Jason's remarks that what he is talking about
underlines the importance of, we are really a metroplex.
Yeah.
And the importance of working together and seeing each individual's needs and how it fits with the large total.
Yeah, I know this metroplex keeps growing and growing. It's amazing. I mean, it's just incredible the number of people that are moving to all of our cities, so. But yeah, you have to work as a region. Anybody else?
It's nice to see everyone in person. I'm tired of 2D.
Yeah. You might put those cameras in. We might never need them, and it's like...
Maybe not.
We don't want them.
All right, so with that, entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second over here by Mrs. Long. All those in favor of adjourning, just say aye. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Yeah, don't change those. What is wrong with that screen? Thank you, man.
It's good, quick. I had to move quick because I got to go down to Fort Hood.
You have time to make it, Dave.
When it does start to 10:30.
Oh, you're good to go.
My wife, she's a part of it, and she was all panicking because she don't have a pass to get on Fort Hood.
Yeah. You'll do this. Yeah. You'll be able to help us.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Just put this on the
table.
Thank you. Apparently, there's going to be quite a few people out here.
So, who's representing the Kempner area?
This is our founding member.
Ray Walk. Okay.
I think I
want to make sure I can get to know who they are. I know David Wood, city manager. So, trying to be more involved and stuff, so we can get a shout out like
In fact, everybody. You bet, Sam.
Yeah.
You bet.
Because on the tack, it's Bobby Carroll, right? If he doesn't show up either.
Give me her number.
Because I want to start making sure that, like, because that's why there's, like, nothing on that out there. We just haven't been involved. So,
I never got one. Did I even have one? I didn't see it.
It was probably underneath the
Probably. And I came in right at, like,
so I'm trying. So, I need to write.
For better or worse, I'm known.
Yes.
Thank you, James.
Yes, James, thank you.
Would you prefer to be city manager?
Yeah, oh. I can't be a city manager. Okay, yeah, just looking at this, I still plan on being here, just Exactly. That's Kara's job today. So, but yeah, I mean, I'm just happy to see all that. But yeah, I want to make sure we're getting some stuff.
Ordinances are bogus. Because they were, I mean,
All can be just
leave it.
Okay.
There are different control lines.
Yes,
well, it is not
we've said long workers, but I mean, outside the water or tip window, y'all are next to mine.
Good to see you.
There could be a way to
We were both young. I know we were.
Now look at us.
Go ahead.
It is.
Thank you. I'm not the only one that wore a tie today.
Dress for success.
So
we could just talk about character.
appreciate being
Yeah, we want it on the top.
Yeah, as soon as, I mean, as soon as like our window shifts and funding's available, like as if we stand on
Somebody drop out, you know, we just want to be in.
Thanks.
So, thank you. Appreciate all that. Very, very much. Thanks for your help today.
You're welcome.
See you later.
Sam.
That's my
Good.